Greetings, planet Earth. Hello and welcome to Imagine Cup TV. I'm John Scott Tynes, competition manager for the Imagine Cup.
And I'm Golan Zalabegi, technical evangelist for Channel 9. And John, where are we right now?
We're in the Post Alley Gum Wall, which is actually, I think, one of the most disgusting places in all of America.
I think you're touching some of the gum with
your
jacket.
Whoa, look out, okay.
So I'd watch out there.
Yeah,
we are scouting out Seattle because the World Finals is happening in Seattle, Washington this year.
That's right.
And we're trying to find a good ceremony location, right?
Yep, that's right, because we've got to have some place for all the winners to come up on, come up in front of the whole crowd, get the big cardboard check and the trophy and the celebration and all that good stuff.
And so we're trying to find a good place. I think this might work.
It's very colorful.
The students will jump up. They might run into the wall, though.
I think that could cause lacerations and possibly malaria, actually.
Yeah,
so
actually,
this location, the gum wall in Seattle, what is this? Tell me about
this. Oh, so it's just a huge tourist attraction where people come, chew a piece of gum, and stick it on the wall. Not much else to it.
And thousands of people have done this. So this entire wall is just covered in gum all the way down, all the way up. It's seriously, seriously disgusting.
Yeah, I don't think we should have it here.
You don't know?
No, I think we should go check out some other places.
I mean, last year in St. Petersburg, we had it in the Aleksandrinsky Theater, which is like a 300-year-old temple to theater and plays and beauty and art and craft. And you're thinking this is not...
So like a 100-year-old beautiful theater with gold or gum wall in Seattle.
Gum wall. Gumball's not working for
you?
Not
working for me.
No?
Not working for me. You want to do it here?
I have a sentimental attachment to the place.
Touch the gum, John. No, we're getting out of here. I don't want to shoot. I don't want to do it in here. All right, John. Where are we now?
We're on the Great Wheel, high up in the air above downtown Seattle here on the waterfront.
Did I ever tell you I was scared of heights before you threw me in here?
No, I don't think you mentioned that, actually.
It's okay, we're already up here, so I won't complain about it.
So, but, if you're gonna throw up, can you go that way?
I will, okay.
All right, that's good.
So let's just try to get over. What's up in the news section of Magic Cup this week?
You know, when we take the 10,000 foot view, what I think about way up here, high in the air, nothing below us at all, but far distant Earth below and water.
John?
Yeah?
Can you stop detailing how high we are?
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right.
I forget about this. Yeah, hang in there, okay?
I'm good.
All right, not the jacket, please. So,
I'm good. All right.
The pitch video challenge just ended here at Imagine Cup, our first contest of the 2014 season, and we just wrapped it up last week. We had a whole ton of entries, which was awesome, from all over the world. We had tons of teams get together, make a 5-minute video pitching their cool Imagine Cup project.
So it's over? No one can submit anything anymore?
That is correct. Deadline passed.
All right.
If they snossed, they lost? Is that how it works?
Yes.
Snooze, you lose?
Yes,
snossed,
snooze,
what's
you
a
lose.
What's a snooze? I don't know.
Snooze-did. But so everyone's already submitted their videos, and now you're going to pick 3 winners?
That's correct. We're going to have one winner per category in Games Innovation World Citizenship. We'll each win $3,000.
Oh, we're coming down. Oh, God. My stomach just dropped. All right, so 3 categories, okay. $3,000 each.
$3,000 each. And the top 30 teams get feedback on their project ideas from the judges, which should be pretty sweet as well. And all 30 teams get a deluxe Imagine Cup lapel pin.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming we can't shoot the award ceremony in these little... square boxes.
There are a lot of these gondolas around the whole thing, though.
Yeah.
Like if you add it all up,
so every
you get a big
country
crowd in
gets
here.
Their own little.
I love it.
I don't think they're going to fit, though.
That's some out of the gondola thinking right there. I love that. Do that, and then the deal is that you and I just climb the inside structure, like from gondola to gondola,
swinging.
With the big cardboard checks and so forth.
And the trophies.
It'd be an unforgettable award ceremony.
I love it.
Like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible. We're all like on wires and stuff flying around.
I love the idea, but if I have to be on this one more time, I will puke, so I'm going to scratch it.
I think we have 2 more trips around the wheel here.
Oh, God.
What'd you eat for breakfast this morning? Is it a problem?
Stop talking.
Okay, I don't think this is going to work for Golnaz, so I guess we're going to, head back out and find another location.
Yes, please. Thank you.
All right.
So, John, right now we are in the Sculpture Park here in Seattle.
That's right, the Olympic Sculpture Park downtown right here on the waterfront.
I mean, we've got the Space Needle right behind us. We've got this crazy abstract artwork behind us. I'd like to also point out that I am wearing flannel today.
That is very Seattle, Golnaz.
In commemoration of being from Seattle.
You're not from Seattle.
Well, I am now, John.
Oh.
I live here. You've been paying taxes here.
You've been cut and pasted into Seattle.
Fine. I've been cut and pasted to Seattle. I have dressed the attire that I need to wear, flannel.
I appreciate that.
So the students should come in flannel.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah. You know, actually the flannel and then the black leather jacket's also pretty regulation around here. So definitely the flannel, the leather jacket, and you're totally Seattle.
Yep.
Absolutely. So, you know, we launched a new contest this week. Did you know about that? Were you sleeping?
Yeah, of course I knew about it. Hello.
Yeah.
The blueprint project.
The Project Blueprint Challenge. Exactly. This is our brand new contest just launched this week. And we are asking teams of students from all over the planet to think about their project for Imagine Cup in games, innovation, world citizenship. Come up with a new concept and write it up in a lot of good details in there about your business model, your target audience, some user personas, like imaginary people that might use your project, what they're like, how skilled are they, et cetera. All kinds of good stuff about, you know, what this is going to be, and really do a deep dive and think a lot of what you're going to make before you make it. Because, you know, like they say, measure once, cut twice, or what is that? How's that go again?
I love how he always asks me. You know what they say. And then I'm supposed to know.
You know, Krugerrands, ducats, whatever it was. Yeah.
All right, so the pitch video was more of a 5-minute quick what the idea is. And then this one's more a deep dive.
This is like do your homework.
Do your homework.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So when is that due?
That's going to be due December 17th. And the top three teams are going to win $3,000 each.
You are just throwing money at these students?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of great students out there with a lot of great ideas.
You're
and we want to see
man,
them actually
John.
Come out in the world.
You're a good man.
We try.
So should we host the event here? It's spacious.
It could work. Like there's no gum stuck to the walls here, which is good.
It's not tight and confined like the Ferris wheel.
That's true.
This is an option.
It is promising. Okay. Now it does tend to rain a lot here.
Today is a really pretty day. We got really lucky. It's usually raining and cloudy and cold.
And there's mutants and stuff everywhere. Guys with chainsaws in the streets. Yeah, it's no good.
All right, maybe we shouldn't pick this place.
Yeah, nah, forget this place. Right. Someplace else, we'll find it. All right, moving on.
John, right now we're in front of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
One of our favorite places in Seattle.
I love this place. It's in right in front of the Space Needle. You got the EMP Museum, the Science Museum back there.
Yep.
And my man Bill Gates works in here.
One of the brainiest guys I've ever known of.
Yeah, the brainiest man of the brainiest. So why are we here right now?
That reminds me. Brain Games.
Brain Games.
Next week, Imagine Cup Brain Games is back for our second season, and we're going to have monthly quizzes online all about the history of Microsoft and social good and all kinds of cool stuff.
Every week.
Every 2 weeks of a new quiz, and every month, one student somewhere in the world is going to win $1,000 for answering trivia questions.
Nice.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to take Starman, our little logo character.
Yeah.
It's going to go back through time and space. It's going to be a crazy adventure. And we're going to learn a lot about Microsoft along the way.
Yeah. So, but we probably won't have the event here.
I
don't want to bother Bill. He's trying cure polio
exactly,
and malaria.
Like,
I don't
he's got way too much on his plate. We're not going to bother that guy. He's just a great guy, but let's leave him alone for now, I think. So we find one more place maybe to see where we can have the award ceremony next year in Seattle, but I don't know what that's going to be. What do you think?
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I think we should just get the whole view of the city.
The big picture. The big vision.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go shoot up there, see how it looks, decide if you want to, you know, have the award ceremony. The most beautiful city in the background.
That's right. San Diego. Oh.
Seattle.
Oh, God. Sorry.
Seattle, John.
We redo that?
All right, let's go over there.
Well, we've been all over the city, and we've found exactly nowhere to hold the Imagine Cup World Finals next year.
Yeah, so the whole day was wasted.
Just a complete and total waste.
But this whole city's so beautiful, right?
I hope the
students have noticed that there's so much to do, so much to see.
Yep.
And I hope they're excited for July when we eventually do find a place to host the award ceremony.
Exactly. Yeah, next summer, 2014, we're going to have hundreds of kids from all over the world doing awesome projects right here in Seattle, competing in our Games World Citizenship and Innovation Competition. So
it's going to be a lot of fun.
Get your projects underway, folks, and you could join us here in Seattle, the most beautiful city in Washington State, next summer.